Good morning, guys. It's the Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. Reporting to you live from New York City.
Mama.
Thank God it's Friday. Woo! Good morning from London. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes, that was from Brooklyn. London. What do you want to say to the people?
I got to stay in the house.
Yeah, baby. Guess what? The sick people in New York are getting better. Because we got to keep praying for everybody, okay? You're going to get to go back to school soon.
Woo!
Yeah, you can book.
Yay!
School going to open back up very soon.
I really am ready to go back to school.
Yes, okay. So, Brooklyn, how do you feel about, you know, being out of school for a while and, you know, still quarantining? Do you miss your friends? You miss the train? You miss someone to see the Nana in Brooklyn?
Yes, I do. I miss my friend. I miss going on a train for a little long. And I miss my Nana. And we got to stay in. I feel energized. I feel happy. I'm getting a lot of rest. I'm still doing my online.
Remote learning.
I'm just doing a little bit because every day I just do one problem because we're on spring break.
Yeah, so they don't give y'all one assignment a day.
Yeah, one assignment every day, so I don't got to do none tomorrow because it's the weekends.
So what you going to be doing on the weekends? You going to do what?
Relax, play with my sister, watch a little videos, do my American Doll hair, color because I like to color, play, relax. Sleep, eat food, and have fun.
Your video call your cousins?
Yeah. Have fun. I was working out with my cousin last night, and we was just having fun.
What, y'all was on the video call?
Mm-hmm. We was on the video call. We was just dancing and having a party. Yep, me and my mommy in London.
Yes, guys, not for nothing. I have to have fun with the kids. So when they cut the music on, I dance too like nobody's watching. But guys, let me let you know something. I'm having this good cup of coffee this morning. To all my coffee lovers out there, good morning. Have your cup of coffee. Guys, not for nothing. Everybody, I just want you to know, stay encouraged. Stay inspired. Still thank God for your Fridays. I know we're not going out shopping like we used to and spending unnecessary money like we used to because, hey, everything is on pause in New York City. So, Lord have mercy, we're praying for better days. As soon as society opens up, I need a new pair of shades. I need a new wig. I need some nails. I need my feet done. I need everything done. But not for nothing. Anything else that needs to be done, we're doing it in the house. We're quarantining. We're keeping our hair and nails and stuff done in here. We have plenty of polish, plenty of hair products. We have plenty of nutrients, vitamins, all kind of stuff. And also, not for nothing, guys, I don't know how many people out there is big up on milk. Some people don't like milk. But Nutriment is a drink that I be drinking. It's an energy nutritionist drink. It has 16 grams of protein, 24 vitamins and minerals, and calcium from real skim milk. So, for my milk lovers, you'll love it. What do you say, Sugarfoot?
Orange tea.
Yeah. Okay. These kids is eating me out of house and a home every week. And all I can say is that, hey, long as they're happy, healthy, and out of my way, I'm good. My insanity is sane. Yes, guys, so just not for nothing, to stay encouraged. We did get some good news this week that we have a lot of recoveries up here in New York City. We're still doing our social distance things, limited access with you know, people in the grocery stores or the bodegas. But I'm thankful for all the services that we do still have here in New York. And for everything that we can get.
Need your what?
We need that
It's a little cool out today. It's a few people out, you know, out here in New York. Staying inspired, doing what they gotta do. Me and the girls went out to do laundry yesterday. And big shout out to the laundromats that are still open. I'm so thankful for you. they're doing the bring in, bring out. So once you put your laundry inside the laundromat, you have to step back out the door. Once the laundry's finished, you put them in the dryer, then you step back out the door. You know, they're doing their disease control thing, trying to keep everybody safe and, you know, together. Watch my coffee, Sugarfoot. Watch the coffee. Watch the coffee. Brooklyn, back up. Back up. Back up, Brooklyn.
Okay.
Yeah, back up, Sugarfoot. Back up, back up. Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, so, you know, just keeping the girls inspired, doing what I got to do, staying on top. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I want to thank all the DOEs out there, support teams that's helping out with the kids during this remote learning time. They're sending us all type of activities to do. We have all type of learning fun apps that we can do with me, Brooklyn, and London. So I'm so excited about that. And not for nothing, you know, we go out and still get our air. Today is Friday, so it's pizza day for us, you know what I'm saying? So the girls will still be able to get their cheese pizzas. Thank God for that. And I know a lot of you out there with your stimulus money and Holly's, there's nowhere to pay or spend it. Yeah, and I had a friend girl call me on yesterday, and she said that she was having an issue as far as her stimulus payment. And what had happened was the stimulus was deposited into her savings account, and the stimulus checks are made out for checking accounts. So the bank wasn't able to release the money and was saying that she had to contact the IRS in order to have the funds released and I guess back to a checking account. I was like, wow, really? And I was like, wait. They make people wait all these days and weeks for this $1,200, $500 for your dependents, $1,700 altogether, which by the grace of God, God bless her soul. My sister got the whole $1,700. God bless her soul. And so she did get hers on time and when she was supposed to get it. Because I think they was giving out like dates or stuff when everybody's supposed to get what? Not for nothing, guys. I wish I was getting the stimulus. But I'm one of those women that's trying to pull herself up out this school loans, you know. So I'm not sitting around waiting on the stimulus payment. So at the end of the day, stimulus is not enough to stimulate us in New York City. We need more than $1,200. We need more than $1,700. That's a double fact. Had to take a good sip of that coffee. But yeah, not for nothing, guys. I want everybody to stay encouraged, stay inspired, do what you can do and how you can do to keep yourself up, keep your spirit up, and keep yourself going. Because at the end of the day, you got to take care of you. That's what we got to always remember. You got to take care of you. I tell my daughters all the time, you know, no matter that we're in the house 7 days a week or whatever the case may be, we still got to keep our space clean. We got to keep our space inspired, motivated. I try to do all I can do to keep their spirits up. And right now, as long as we got food and internet and snacks and, you know, they favorites in here, the kids are great. They're good. You know what I'm saying? Thank God we can space off in the house and I can close the door whenever I want to, you know, be to myself to have some me time. So we get our separation in the house, you know, so we good. We are real good over here. And to all my New Yorkers out there, stay encouraged. New York, stay encouraged. I love you all. I love you. I love you, New York City. Stay encouraged. And like I said earlier, to all the families, all the families, New York and surrounding countries and surrounding states, nations, everywhere, I want you to know that you are in my thoughts and prayers, because the way these family members died, I've seen so many videos of where family members are in these trucks out in Queens, and they have bodies from March to April, and people, family members have not been identified. They can't get to the family bodies. They got to have these private funerals. And like I said in one of my earlier episodes, a lady is getting cremated without her family. Her family is over in Trinidad. The Trinidad can't come to New York City due to the airplane stoppage or whatever. And Lord knows that's so heartbreaking. And the story was so heartfelt that I had to immediately take heed to what is going on in the world around me. Like, where do we come in as the people to stand together for some type of justice in this? Because at the end of the day, your loved one dying by themselves, that's just so cruel. You know what I'm saying? This is not like this is a criminal that's dying or a murderer that's dying or something like that. This is somebody that's, you know, your loved one, regardless of what they pass is, they can't even be there. You can't even be there with them. And, you know, it hurts. It hurts. So I do feel y'all pain out there. I do feel y'all pain out there. My mother all the way down in North Carolina right now. You know what I'm saying? And thank God that he's keeping us during these days, me and my kids in New York City, because my family wouldn't even be able to get to me right now. Probably would have to have my body shipped to North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll be so devastating. So, God, I just want to thank you right now for life. You understand? Because it's very cruel to what families is going through right now. Family members dying by themselves and they're not there. You know what I'm saying? And I can't stress it enough because it bothers me. You understand? And anybody with the heart of God and the heart of love is going to bother you knowing that this person over here got to let their mother die alone, let their sister die alone, let their daughter die alone, let their son die alone, let their dad die alone. You understand? It's sad. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So some things in this world, you know what I'm saying, we can't just immediately pick ourselves up because, you know, we're sobbing in our tears. We're hurting. We're painful. But love and care and concern will lift those emotions up. As long as you know that somebody out here in this world do care and do love you and do see the wrong in this world, you know, that will lift a person's spirit up because we don't all want to be walking around cog-minded. You understand? When I say cog-minded, meaning that you only have a one-sided mind. You know what I'm saying? Like you're only thinking one way. You know what I'm saying? Because of what the people are telling you. No, don't go off of what the people are telling you. Go after what you're learning on your own. Your studies. Your research. Learn your government. Learn your city. Learn your community resources. Learn what's what. Learn what powers you have as a citizen. You understand? That's the things that we have to do as the American people, as the national people. Study. Study what your government is about. Study your community. Research, 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 research. You know what I'm saying? Don't sit around for Mary Sue and Diana to tell you what the weather is or to tell you when you can go back outside or to tell you your limited accesses. No, 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 no. Do your research. Find out on your own. Find out on your own. I have a lot of friends and colleagues that call me when they're doing research or we're trying to find out about things. And I had one of my friends call me, very close friend, call me about the SCDC situation with the inmates down there not being able to get face masks. So we signed the petitions. We called the numbers. Whatever there is to do to support the inmates, I'm big up on supporting the inmates. I'm big up on the reform and all of that. You understand? So I have over 15 family members incarcerated. I'm not ashamed to say. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody to be treated fairly. You know, this COVID-19 is very, very serious, very, very dangerous. You understand? But I do understand and respect the families that you know, feel some type of way from certain inmates being released under certain conditions. You understand? I understand that too. I understand all of that. But you have some nonviolent criminals out here that's serving a lot of time for very, very, very petty crimes. You understand? So at the end of the day, all we can do is support. You know, we're not the government. We don't make the laws. All we can do is support. And if my signature is good enough for a support system, then, hey, I'll give my signature to anything that's positive, you know. So not for nothing, guys. Like I said, stay encouraged. Stay inspired. Stay inside. Stay safe until they get these cities cleaned up. Back to rolling, back to going, society opening up. And not for nothing, guys. I know y'all ready to go to the beach. I know we ready to go to the bars and turn up and get a new hair weave and get our nails done and get stylish and Barbied up. And the men's is ready to get Ken up. You know what I'm saying? I understand all of that. But at the end of the day, better sit back and analyze what's going on in America right now, okay? These cities need to be washed up, they need to be cleaned up, and they need to be revitalized, you understand? So with that being said, all I can tell you to do is quarantine. Stay safe, stay blessed, and use your knowledge to the best of your ability to get through this pandemic time. And don't rush back out in society so fast. Sit back and see what's going on, because we don't know what phase two is. You know what I'm saying? So, and do know that we up here in New York City, we are some fighters, we are some soldiers, and we will get through this. To all my New Yorkers, I love you all. Stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. Stay inspired. And we also want to give a big shout out to Brooklyn's cousin, Jalea. Brooklyn, give a big shout out to Jalea for her birthday. Happy birthday, Jalea!
Happy birthday!
The big 2-year-old. Yes. So, yeah, guys. So, anytime you guys just join my episodes and, you know, listen up. You might get a little encouraging spirit out of this podcast that I'm doing. I'm trying to give as many positive airwaves that I can. Everybody need a little picker upper. You know, you got a lot of people out here just don't know what to do. No, they're just mad. They're just angry. They're just upset. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Listen to a podcast. Listen to a spiritual song. Listen to something that's going to pull your spirit up, so that you can be a better person, you understand? And that you can help someone else who don't know how to deal with anger, strife, or whatever they may be going through, you know, at the end of the day. So, and if you ever want to send me a message. The message is positive enough. I will feature it on one of my podcasts. You can send me a message anytime. To all my listeners out there, listener support. If you would like to donate anything to the podcast, feel free to do that. I have a listener support for you guys, for all my listeners out there. And at the end of the day, guys, just stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. That's all I have to say. And have a blessed, blessed weekend, guys. Have a blessed weekend, guys. Until next time, the Black Diamond loves you.